Okay, let's get into Yevamos Daf Chaf. Yevamos Daf Chaf in the Bavli is a crucial daf, so in the Yerushalmi we'll see it's crucial too. Just before we start the Mishnah, just to note that in the Bavli, on the Mishnah that we just had, relating to all of those different types of shtaros, there is a huge discussion, the Gemara there on Daf Lamed Aleph in the Bavli quotes, Mipiyem Velo Mipiksavam, related to shtaros. I mean, the Rishonim discuss, you know, how does a shtar work in the first place? Right, so that's the discussion right here in Yevam Islam at Aleph and Abayz, and all that we showed and discuss. If you have me PM will be peak seven, which means the Edom have to verbally give their testimony and not write it, then how do you have the concept of a shtar? Right, so that's the discussion right here on this Mishnah, which the Yerushalmi does not have here. But just to note, it's here. Tosfos, the Balamor, the Rambam, but that's right here on our daf. But we're not going to focus on it so much because our Yerushalmi does not relate to it, but take a note. Okay, says the Mishnah. Halacha Yud, here the next Mishnah here in our parak. Shlosha achim nesuim shalosh nashim machriyos. So what do we have here? This is what this parak is about. All these different types of relations, and then the next parak, that we get to later, will be different topics. So three brothers married to three women who are not related to each other. V'umeis echad mehem, Reuven dies, v'asa basheni maimar, Shimon does maimar, Umeis, and then Shimon dies. So what's the issue? This woman, who Shimon did Maimar to, is really, because we hold Maimar as Kona B'miksas, this woman really is falling to Levi from two brothers, right? Really from Reuven, but that Zika was never completed or wiped out. If Shimon had done Yibum, no problem. So then Shimon has two wives that is going to fall from Shimon. But because of that, Harei L'Cholzos L'Omus Yamos. So that's why Chalitza is done, meaning it's not so strong that we would say that it's falling from two brothers, so it's like an erva, and therefore she doesn't have to do anything. No, not that strong. That's only the first 15 women mentioned in the Masechta. Those are real arayas, and that's why those women don't have to do yibum or chalitza, and their tsaras don't have to do anything either. But here, it's not as strong. And that's why we've said, whenever it's not as strong, you need chalitza. Harei l'chozo l'omus yabo shene amar, as the pasuk says, yavama yavo aleha, the yavama will be with her, she'aleha zikas yavam echad, velo she'aleha zikas shnei yavamin. Right, that's the drasha, right? Unusual. The drasha is in the Mishnah. Usually drashas are in the Gemara, explaining the Mishnah. But here the drasha is in the Mishnah, that only a woman who has the zika of one and not the zika of two. Rabbi Shimon Omer, as Rabbi Shimon has said, and we've discussed him, remember what Rabbi Shimon holds? Maimer is either all or nothing. It's not mixas. It's all or nothing. And therefore Rabbi Shimon says, well, miman of shach, if, again, what happened? Reuven died, Shimon did Maimer, and then Shimon died. So if Maimer is everything, then it's just coming from Shimon. If Maimer is nothing, she's just coming from Reuven. So either way, Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, miyabim leiz hashir, tzevachol es l'shniya. Rabbi Shimon says, you do yibum of one of them, and then you have to do chalitza to the second. Why can't you do yibum to the second one also? Because if Maimar is Kona totally, then both women are falling from Shimon. And therefore, only one of them gets yibum chalitza, the other one is niftar. You can't marry two of the wives of the brother. So that's why choletz l'shniya. Good. Shlosha achen esum l'shalosh nashim, v'chulu, says the Gemara. So the Gemara first notes that the Mishnah is a little confusing on the surface, meaning, or unclear. Because what does the Mishnah say? What's the drasha? A woman, what should the Mishnah say? A woman that's only falling from one brother and not two brothers. But it doesn't actually say that. It says a woman who has one yavam and not two yavams. But only if there's one brother of the dead one, not two? That's what it sounds like. That's not true. That's the Gemara. Ilu shomeres yavam shenafal lufnei kama yavamin shema inem es yabemes. There's no yibum if there are four brothers? Of course there's yibum. So Tani, Rebbe Chiya, no, this is what the Mishnah means. Eishes meis echad misyabemes velo eishes shnei meisim. That's what it means. It means if the yavama has to come to the yavam from one dead brother, not two dead brothers. If it's coming from a combination of two dead brothers, that's the problem. Good. Says the Gemara. Nicha, I understand choleitz labalas hamamar. I understand that chalitza has to be done to this woman who you don't know who she's coming from. Is she coming from the Reuven or Shimon? So because it might be coming from both, that's why. You can't do Yibum. So that's what she gets Chalitza. So Nicha Cholis Labal Zamamar, Al Shem Eishas Meis Echad Misyabemes Lo Eishas Shnei Meisim, as we just said. But Shnia Loma Eina Misyabemes. But what about Shimon's other wife? Why can't she do Yibum? right? Find the first woman, the Ashes, Reuven, and Shimon. She's coming from two. But why can't you do Yibam to the second one, right? The answer is Amar Rebbe Lazar, right? De Rebbe Meir he, right? Meaning what's the potential problem? Right, so Amar Rebbe Lazar Meir is Rebbe Meir who we've had before once we met him. So Amar Rebbe Meir, kol she'einat miyabemenu, einat miyabem saraso. Right, if you can't do yibam on one of the women, you can't do yibam on any of the women, says Rebbe Meir. And therefore, since you can't do yibam on woman one because she's possibly coming from two different brothers, so therefore her tsara, who's only coming from Shimon, you also can't do Yibam. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Again, that fits in the idea of, if you can't do Yibam on one, you can't do Yibam on the other, they go together. So again, there's a linked Zika. There's a linked Zika to all of these women, and therefore they're connected to each other. Good. Reb Yochanan. So this is what Rabbi Lazar just said about our Mishnah. Our Mishnah must be like Shita's Rabbi Meir. Again, and that's why the second woman can't do Yibam, right? That was the question of the Gemara was, she only has Zika Mesecha, she's only coming from Shimon, so why can't she do Yibam? So that is, according to the Tanakhama, according to Rabbi Shimon, we understand why she can't do Yibam. Because if Maimer is everything, then it's a co-wife, and then you only do Yibam or Chalitza to one of them. But according to the Rabbanan, why can't you do Yibam? That was the question. And so we said it's Rabbi Meir Shita. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, im Amra Rabbi Elazar, if Rabbi Elazar gave this suggestion, mini shama va'amra, it must be that he heard it from me. We've already had, I think we had in the last Masechta, I don't remember exactly where the last time we had it, was Rabbi Yochanan got very upset when Rabbi Elazar, his Talmud, Rabbi Elazar ben Pitas, his Talmud, would quote things and he wouldn't quote him by name. Right? The Bavli also, in Yevamah Adi Zayin, talks about this, that he got very upset. Until, right, people tried to calm him down until finally the way that he got calm was that somebody said to him, you think every time Yeshua ben Nun said anything, he said, Moshe told me. No, everybody knew that whatever Yeshua ben Nun said, he had heard from Moshe. So everybody knows that Rabbi Elazar is your Talmud. So whatever Rabbi Elazar says, they know it's from you. And for that, Rabbi Yochanan was very happy with that nechama. Afra Balazar, I'm reading from here, by the Bavli Yivamasari Vav on the base. Afra Balazar Tamilcha Yoshev Doresh Stam Vahakol Yodin Ki Shalachai Amar Lohem Mipnei Ma Atem. Rabbi Yochanan says to the people who try to give him other svaras of appeasement and it didn't work. Mipnei Ma Iatem Lafayis Keben Idi Chaveirenu. Right, it's fine. And then the Gemara asks there, why did he get so upset? So he wouldn't quote him by name. What's what Rabbi Yochanan wanted to covet so much? So that's what the Gemara says. No, the concept of Sifsov Sav Dovavos Bekever. Kol Tamar Chacham Sheomrim Davar Shmua Mipiv Ba'olam Azeh Sifsov Sav Dovavos Bekever. When a Tamar Chacham's words are quoted in this world, his lips are moving. Not literally his lips, but he's there. He's alive. Sifsov Sav Dovavos Bekever. And that related to this is, we haven't quoted this in a while, so I thought I'd quote it again, the beautiful description that Rav Soloveitchik has in the second volume of Reflections of the Rav about the experience of a Rosh Yeshiva, right? That the Rosh Yeshiva walks in, and he's old, and he doesn't know, he sees the children. The Rebbe is seated and sees before him rows of young beaming faces, clear eyes radiating the joy of being young. For a moment, the Rebbe is gripped with pessimism, with tremors of uncertainty. He asks himself, could there be a dialogue between an old teacher and young students, between a Rebbe in his Indian summer and students enjoying the spring of their lives? The Rebbe starts the shiur, uncertain how it will proceed. Suddenly, this is gorgeous. Yeah. The door opens and an old man, much older than the Rebbe, enters. He's the grandfather of the Rebbe, Reb Chaim Brisker. It would be most difficult to study Talmud with students who are trained in the sciences and mathematics were not for his method, which is very modern and equals, if not surpasses, most contemporary forms of logic, metaphysics, or philosophy. The door opens again and another old man comes in. He is older than Reb Chaim, for he lived in the 17th century. His name is Reb Shabtai Kohen, known as the Shach, who must be present when civil law, Dini Mamadis, is discussed. Many more visitors arrive, some from the 11th, 12th, 13th centuries, and others harking back to antiquity. Rabbi Tam, Rashi, Rambam, Ravid, Rashba, Rabbi Akiva. These scholarly giants of the past are bidden to take their seats. The Rebbe introduces the guest to, this is Mamish Sifsov Sav Dovavos Bekever. The Rebbe introduces the guest to his pupils and the dialogue commences. The Rambam states the halacha. The Ravid disagrees sharply, as is his wont. Some students interrupt to defend the Rambam and they express themselves harshly against the Ravid. As young people are apt to do, The Rebbe softly corrects the students and suggests more restrained tones. The Rashba smiles gently. The Rebbe tries to analyze what the students mean, and other students intercede. Rabbeinu Tam is called upon to express his opinion, and suddenly a symposium of generations come into existence. Young students debate earlier generations with an air of daring familiarity, and a crescendo of discussion ensues. All speak one language, all pursue one goal, all are committed to a common vision, and all operate with the same categories. Skipping, after a 2 or 3 hour shiur, the Rebbe emerges from the chamber young and rejuvenated. He has defeated age. The students look exhausted. In the Masara experience, years play no role. Hands, however parchment dry and wrinkled, embrace warm and supple hands in a commonality, bridging the gap which separates the generations. Unbelievable. So that's the Sifsovsa of Dobavos Bekevers. That's Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, what happened here again, getting back to our Gemara? Rabbi Elazar said that it must be Rabbi Meir is the author of our Mishnah. Because after all, he's the one that says, if there's one woman you can't do Yibim to, you can't do Yibim to any of the women. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Masnisa Amar Kain, Rabbi Yossi says, there's another question that we have to answer the same way. Meaning there's another Mishnah that seems to be contradictory to our Mishnah. And to answer that, you have to say Rabbi Meir is the author of our Mishnah. So Masnisa Amar Kain, there's a Mishnah later on, Daf Nuntes. The Mishnah says there, we'll have to get to it, Bentesha Shanim V'yomecha Chabal Yivimto. If a nine-year-old boy does Yibum. Nine-year-old boy does Yibum, so we said, why nine-year-old? Because Api Halacha, a nine-year-old could perform a Maisa Bia. Whatever, so without getting into the science of that right now. So a nine-year-old is a Roy Labia. So if he does a Maisa Bia, so the Yibum works. The Yibum works. Because Yibum is just, it does not require Das. Right? Is that Daraisa? Is that the Rabbanon? Is that an Ishus Daraisa for a Katan? Rashi Kedushin Daf Yutes, Ramban. Elsewhere says, yes, it's Daraisa. Many Rishonim say, no, that can't be. There's no Ishus for a Katan Mida Araisa. A Ktana can be married Mida Araisa through her father. Kedushin Ktana, that's a Kedushin Daraisa. It's a Pasuk in Chumash. But a Katan can't be married Mida Araisa, according to Tosfos and other Rishonim. Again, Rashi says it's Daraisa. So in that case, though, Umi Shehigdil, the Gemara later on in Daf Nun Tes uses this important lashon. The Yibum, the Bia of a Katan, is like the Maimar of a Gadol. So that's what we're going to compare, right? Because our Mishnah is talking about Maimar, right? Shimon did Maimar, and now Levi stuck, because it's coming from two women, right? And we say, you have to do Chalitza to the other woman. So there we're talking about the Bia of a Gadol, which the Gemara compares to Maimar. So what happened there? You have a 9-year-old that did Bia, Umi Shehigdil, and once he got 13, Nasa Isha Acheres, he marries another woman, Vames, and then he dies. So says the Mishnah there. Im lo yadas harishona mishigdil ashniya, if he never was with his original wife after he married the second one, so then the original kiddush, the original marriage with that katan stays like on the Maimar level. Because it was the Bia of a Katan. Then Ochalat is almost Yabemes. So then Chalitza or Yibum is done. Right? It's only one Zika, right? He wasn't married to the other woman up to the Maimar level. Harishona Choletzes Volomas Yabemes. So the Shnia does Chalitza Yibum. But the Rishona has to do Chalitza, because the Rishona, it's like Maimar. So it might have come from two brothers. So says the Gemara, Hacha at Omar Choletzes, in our Mishnah, what does it say that happens to the second woman Choletzes? Right, the Shnia doesn't do Yibam, just Chalitza. V'hacha at Omar Misyabemes, and over there it says, O Choletzes, O Misyabemes. Right, so why is a similar case if you compare Maimar to the Bia of a Katan, which the Gemara does there. So it seems to be a steer in the Mishnayos. So to answer that, you say it's a Machlokas. Machlokas. Ha da'at amar choletzes, that which you say in our Mishnah that she has to do chalitza, Reb Meir of Rabbi Shimon. That's the discussion of Reb Meir and Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Meir is the one that says that you have to do chalitza. Vehein da'at amar misyabemes, Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. And the one that says that misyabemes over there, that's the discussion of Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, who both argue on Rabbi Meir. And therefore, it is not a stira. So that's what you need, to answer the question. Either way, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. There is a suggestion, by the No Debi Yehuda. Right? So what did we just say? It can't be that a katan gets married. A katana can get married, Mida, right? So, but a katan can't. Again, it sounds like there's some type of ishus. Yibum is different, but let's say kiddushin, it can't work. So No Debi Yehuda has the following question. And, right? We know that Tosfos holds that there's something called Das Acheres Makneh. A katan can't be kone something by himself. Right? If I want to pick something, I can't be kone it by himself, the Gemara says. But Bali Tosfos hold, if I am willing it and being makne it to him, then he could be kone daraisa. Das Echer is makne. Right? That's the Chiddush of Tosfos. That line comes up in the Gemara, but Tosfos and others say that that's a way that a katan could be kone mi daraisa. Das Echer is makne. So, ask the Noda Behuda. One second. So, what happens? Ha'isha Niknes. Ha'isha Niknes. Right? So, a katan is kone the woman. Let's say a katan is kone. Kone doesn't mean buy or acquire. Kone means there's a status change. But ha'katan is kone. But if the woman is makne herself to the chat, so why can't that work? That's another Behuda's kasha. Why can't a katan be married? If das acheres makne works, the makne it to the katan, I can be makne the katan a lulav, he just can't give it back to me, so why can't the kala be makne her to the katan? Das acheres makne. So you have to answer, it's a different type of kenyan. Maybe you could say like the Ran in Nedarim, which is quoted, the Avraham Miluim quotes it, that's not, she's not makne herself, she kind of allows herself, she's mafkeres atzma, and she allows herself to be nikne by the chasen. So, then the question wouldn't get off the ground. But either way, that's an interesting discussion of Ishus for a Katan by the Noda Behuda. Okay. Rebbe, our last line. Rebbe Avun, before the Mishnah. Rebbe Avun, Rebbe Bisna, B'Shem, Rebbe Acha. This is going back on Rebbe Shimon. But what did Rebbe Shimon say? Remember, what's our Mishnah? Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies. Shimon does Maimar to Reuven's wife. And then Shimon dies. What does Rebbe Shimon say? You can do whatever you want with the first woman. Miyabeim, either one, because Shimon's wife is for sure just Shimon's wife, and the Maimer woman is either from Shimon or from Reuven. So the first woman that you do Yibam. But the Gemara says it's got to be in that order. If you do Yibam on the first, then you can do Chalitz on the second. But Vehusha Yibam Acharka Chalitz. Avalam Chalitz Betchila, if you did Chalitza first to one of the women, then you can't do Yibam on the second woman. Why? Because what if we say Maimer is Kona totally? If Maimer is Kona totally, so then both of these women are Shimon's wives. And if you did chalitza to one, you can't do even to the other one. Right? There's an isser. Aser, Shema, Kana, Maimer, Venifter, Bechalitza, Chaverta. And she's Materas Lashuk. And therefore, you go back to maybe Eshazach. Right? And so that's why, it has to be in that order. Okay. Next Mishnah. Shnei Achim, Nisuim, Shnei Achios. Back to the brothers. So this case we already had. Why this is said again with two brothers, even though we had it already with three brothers, is a question. But here's the case. Two brothers married to two sisters. And one of the brothers dies. Reuven dies. Right? So his wife is not Zekuka because it's Achos Ishto. Right? His wife does not have to do anything. But then what happens? But Reuven dies and now Shimon's wife dies. So now in the world outside of Yibam, you can say, okay, now a person can marry Achos Ishto once his wife dies. But Harezu Asur Alamis. This is Asur. Asur Alamis. Because the first time Nefila Liyibam took place, it was Achos Ishto, and it was Asura, so it's Asur forever. And the Gemara says exactly what it said yesterday's daf. Same exact halacha. Shnei Achim Nusum Shnei Achim V'chulu Amar Rabbi Avina Hadahi Da Amar Rabbi Hila Rabbi Yasa B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. We said this already. Lo Dome Isser Achios Yivamos Le Isser Achios Shenu Yivamos. What did that mean? We had at the top of the daf yesterday. There's a difference between Achos Zikukaso and Achos Ishto. Achos Ishto is much more chomer. That's a real erva. Achos Ishto. And therefore, Achos Ishto, if when you are Zakuk Liyavam, it starts off as Achos Ishto, it's Usher forever. Even if at some point in the future, there is no more Achos Ishto. But Achos Zukukaso, that could evaporate. That could evaporate, and that's the case that's mentioned back in the first parak that we discussed. Okay. Here we go. Fascinating Mishnah. Again, a tragic Mishnah, but a fascinating Mishnah. Shtayim Shekichu Shtei Nashim. Two men were Makadish, two women, right? Two women, they did Kiddushin, and then when it came time to Nisuin, stage two, the women got flipped. The women got flipped. You know, you've heard of like, baby boys that got the bris in the wrong order, right? Okay, that's less serious. But this, the wives got flipped. Techlifu es shel zeh bazeh es shel zeh bazeh. We assume it was by accident, because we're talking about a carbon chatos in this Mishnah. So whatever it is, the two men did this. So harei ilu chayavin, misham eish azish. Okay, so then they each lived with the other man's wife, right? That's an isser eish azish, right? Because right after kiddushin, stage one of marriage, he's already a married woman. Eish azish. Vimayu achin, if they happen to have been brothers, So add on an Avera. Chayav an Afi Shemesh Azach. Right? So she's, that's another Isser. You can't live with your brother's wife. Vim Hayu Achyos. And if they happen to be sisters, Chayav an Afi Shem Isha Lachosa. Right? That's three Averas. Married woman, your brother's wife, your wife's sister. Vim Hayu Nidos. Chayav an Afi Shem Nidos. And if they happen to be Nidas, also Nida. What's the Chiddush of this whole Mishnah? That we know, the Karbon Eidah notes here, that we usually have the principle of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Once somebody or something is already usher to me, it can't become more usher to me. But you know, we know there are three exceptions to that rule. And if you work it out in this case, those exceptions are present. Meaning, Isser Basachas, the Isser, if two Isserim are Chal at the same time, then they're both Chal. How can you choose one over the other? Right when, let's say, the first one, a woman gets married that happens to be a regular case. If they have to be brothers, if a woman gets married to my brother, at the same exact moment, there's an Isser of Eishes Ish and Eishes Ach. The same exact moment. And then that's one exception to the rule. Isser Basachas. Then there's Isser Mosif and Isser Kolel. Isser Mosif is, it's a more intense Isser. Isser Kolel is, it's a more inclusive Isser. So without getting into the details of that now, more people are Isser. Like, if you eat something treif on Yom Kippur, it could be that you get the Isser of Yom Kippur too, even though it was treif before Yom Kippur. But on Yom Kippur, there's more things included that you can't eat, even kosher things. Right? That's why once it's chal on the kosher things, it's also chal on the non-kosher things. That's an example of an Isser kolel. Isser mosif might be something was Isser ba'achila, now it's Isser ba'hana'a, right? Or a worse punishment. Okay, so these are examples. So that's what the chiddush of each of these, but a person could do all these averas, meaning have one maisa bia and be chayav all of these karbanas chatas. V'kulan, and let's say, now they realize like, oive, so what do? Mafrishin on shlosha chadashim. Before they could, it was an ones, right? It was a show gig. So they're not usher to each other. So, they're gonna get their real wives. You have to wait 3 months though before they can live with their husbands. Why? Because you don't know if they're pregnant. And if they're pregnant, there's mamzerim. Right? So Shema Mubarosin, maybe they're pregnant, so you gotta wait. You gotta wait 3 months. That's called the 3 months of Havchana, of separation to know if a woman is pregnant. Like Bizmanazeh, right? Women are generally not just Bizmanazeh, but throughout the history, we don't allow a woman to get remarried, to do Yibum, or to get remarried until 3 months after the death of divorce. If the women were Ktanos, right, let's say with Kedusha Ktana, then Machzirno Samia, then they could get remarried right away because they're not pregnant. Right, as we had earlier, it's not, we spoke about that by the Bogeris in the earlier case. And the Mefarshim explained here, we're not going to say Lo Plug because it's a Milsa de Lo Shricha. Right, you only say Lo Plug by general rules. If it's not common, then we're not going to say Lo Plug. Imaya Koanos, Nifslo Medekahuna. If they were Koanos, Benos Koane, then they were Nival Alapasala. So therefore, they can't marry a Koane anymore. They have the status of a Zona. And therefore, they can't marry a Kohen, they can't eat Truma, right? The Gersa that the Karbon Eidah has is Nifsalu Mitruma. Nifsalu Mitruma. That's the Gersa that they have. Okay, it goes together. Says the Gemara. Shtayim Shekichu Shtei Nashim V'chulu. So this line is referring back to the previous Mishnah. What was the previous Mishnah? Two brothers married to two sisters. Reuven dies, and then Shimon's wife dies. What if Shimon lives with that woman now, Reuven's wife? He wasn't supposed to. Right, we say once it's Aser Achos Isha, it's Aser forever. What if he didn't listen? He did Yibum with her. It wasn't Yibum. In Baal Ashniya Chayev Shtayim, he gets two Averis. Mishum Eishas Ach, Mishum Isha Lachosa. Right, even though his wife is now dead. Right, his wife is now dead. Unless you say this is talking about before his wife dies. But again, that's it's at least Eishas Ach. Pashas, it might be, it's Achos Isha as well. Right, that's how one understanding is that this is referring to back to the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah and not referring to this Mishnah here. Okay, we'll leave that for now. There's others. It might not be so clear that it was, that Achos Isha will apply. That might just, if it might not be taken literally. So it might just be if he lives with her, let's say the Pashup, more Pashup shot. If he lives with this Eishas Ach before, his wife dies. Tani, Rabbi Chiya. So now we're just going to do a little math. Pa'amim Arba, Pa'amim Shmona, Pa'amim Shnei Masrei, Pa'amim Sheishasrei. How many karbanos are we talking about here? So let's just go through the case of the Mishnah. What was the first case of the Mishnah? They're not related to each other, the men, and the women are not related to each other. But they just flipped wives by mistake. So how many karbanos are that? Each man and woman has to bring a karban. So, Hare Elu Chayavim Mishim Eishes Ish, Hahein Tarti Vahein Tarti. There's two and two, they equals four. Because the man and the woman in each one, they're Chayav one Aveira, right? Chatas. Imayo Achin, and if they were brothers, then they each get two Averis. And there were four people involved. They each did two Averis, that's eight. Achin Mishim Eishes Ach, Hahein Arba Vein Arba. That's eight altogether. Imayo Achios, if they were also sisters, so each person did three Averis, right? Eishes Ach, Achos Isha, and Eishes Ish. So each one did three, four people. That's 12. Mayachos b'shaim isha lachosa, hahein shisa v'hein shisa. Imayu nidos, and if they happen to be nidos also, each of them did four averos. Mishum nida, hahein timni v'hein timni. They each did, meaning eight and eight, so that's 16 altogether. Good. What happens if some of them happen to be not of age? So, hein ketanim v'hein gedolos, if the men were ketanim and the women were gedolos, piturin. So then they're putter. Why? The men are putter, and the women are also putter. Why? Because a katan can't be married, as we said. Im hein katanim, so nothing to talk about, there's no eishes ish, and there's no eishes anything, right? So therefore they're gonna be putter. V'kulan, hein gedolim hein katanos, and if the men were gedolim, and the women were katanos, but they didn't get permission from their, it wasn't kedushay av, then chayavim shtayim, skip the next word, mishim nida. Then only nida is gonna be involved because they weren't married again. Because if they were ketanim and their father didn't marry them off, then there's no daraisa here that we're talking about. But if their father did marry them off, they were ketanim, they were ketanos, and the men were gedolim. So then there would be eight because they would have their karbanos, but the women would not have their karbanos. They're ketanim. What if one of the men was a gadol, one of them was a katan? So interestingly. Katan, hanivelas mina katan, chayeves mishim ishto shel gadol. Hanivelas mina gadol, p'tura mishim ishto shel katan. Whichever one, the nivelas from the katan would be worse because she's married to the gadol. That's an ish is ish. The one that was nivelas to the gadol is not married because he can't be married to a katan, so then that wouldn't be pater. So just doing the different permutations, how it would fit in. Period. Rabbi Ba b'shem, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Anusa, getting back to the issue of Havchana. What did the Mishnah say? You gotta wait 3 months, because you have to know who's, if she's pregnant or not. Anusa, here basically means a single woman. A single woman doesn't have to wait 3 months. Why? Why not? So explains the Pnei Moshe based on Chazal, based on the Bavli, because if it's a single woman, we assume that if she, you know, had a bia outside of a marriage, she would do some type of action right after the Maisa Bia to make sure she doesn't become pregnant, right? Do something with her body or do something. So that's why you don't have to wait 3 months because you know for sure she's not pregnant. The Hatznan, but 1 second. But it says in the Mishnah, you have to wait 3 months. Mafrishin osan shlosha chadashim shemun barzein. The case where the two women are switched, you have to wait 3 months. She didn't want to get pregnant either. Imlohay ruyas levlad, machzirin osan miyad, only if they're ketanim. But why in the first case? They wouldn't want to be, they wouldn't want to be have the kid either. So two answers. One in the Bavli, one in the Yerushalmi here. Shani hihacham ibn tikkun avlad. No, here there's an issue of mamzeris. By a single woman, what's the down? You she marries within 3 months. What's the risk? She had been pregnant, but there's no mamzeris anyway. So that's why we're not as high of a standard. But here it's an issue of mamzeris. That's why you have to wait 3 months. If you look in the Rif has maybe the more pashup shot, the more chilik. Now, when do we say that the woman who is single, she knows that she was with somebody and she doesn't want to become pregnant? But the other case, they think they were with their husbands. When did they find out? The next day? In the morning? That's why there's a more of a chash. So maybe she didn't do the action with her body, you know, quick enough. Because they didn't realize until much later. Right? Enough, Kamina Kamin, if she was a married Anusa. A married Anusa. Because then there is an issue of Mamzeris. So you should wait. But she knows she doesn't want to become pregnant. Okay. In my Akarnos Nifsla Mekahuna, Amar Reb Yossi, Zoso Meres, the fact that she's Nifsla from Kahuna in this case, this teaches me, Sheha Onsin, Postlin Bekahuna, Keishas Ish. Ones Pasels Bekahuna, like Eishas Ish. What's the issue? What's the Chiddush here? Explains the Pnei Moshe. These women don't have to get divorced if they're married to Yisraelim, right? They're not Asura to Labaila. Asura Labaila is only if they were Mizana Baratzo. So the Chiddush is, even though they could stay married to their husband, so you might think it's all good. They're still nefselas min akahuna, because there was nifalal apostola. So if they ever get divorced, or they want to eat truma, then they can't eat truma. Hadla Perek Arba Achin, that's the Perek, with all of the brothers and the sisters. And now we move on to related issues of Perek Acholetz. Perek Acholetz, jam-packed. Hacholetz Leavin Tova Nimsum Uberes. What happens? A person, they do Chalitza, and it comes out she was pregnant. She was pregnant when they did Chalitza. So was it a good Chalitza? Well, did you need to do the Chalitza? The Yolda, she had a baby. So you should have waited. So Bisman Shavla Shal Kayama, if it was a viable baby, so then the Chalitza basically was not needed and meaningless because she was not Zakag Liyibam. So who Mutar Bekrovasevu, Ibu Taras Bekrovas. So it didn't count, there's no Krovas Chalutzaso here. The Chalitza was meaningless. So therefore, they're Mutar to each other's Krovim, below Pasam and Akuna, and she's not Nifselas to Kuhuna. Bisman Shavla Shal Kayama, but if it was not a viable baby, it's Ki'ilu, she didn't have a baby. So then the Chalitza did work. And who asa bekrovasev, you asura bekrovav, upasla minakuhuna. Upasla minakuhuna. Period. So this is a Gemara, just one more line. Hacholetz levim tovenesis muberes. What does it sound like? One who does chalitza, bisha'avar. This is only bidieved. It wasn't supposed to have been done within 3 months that you don't know she's pregnant yet. Ha'kitchila lo. You don't do lecharchila. You don't do a lecharchila. And the Gemara says, dimas nisa. Well, this is exactly what the Mishnah says later on daf chafhei. Hayavama lo tachlas lo tesyabim, mashiyela shlosha chadashim. Chalitza and yibam both can't be done for 3 months. We do chalitza on day 91. On day 91 after the death. Right? You can't do it earlier because of this afchana. Says the Gemara, why do you care about chalitza? Yibam. So, v'tachlas miyan, manafshach. In ben kayamahu, lo noga b'chalitza. Why do you do chalitza right away? If she happens to be pregnant, okay, you didn't need the chalitza. It may not ben kayamahu, are we chalitza, chalitza, be other, so she did the chalitza. Reb Zeira, Rekan, Rechia, b'shem Rebbe Bun, b'shem Rebbe Yochanan, two reasons in the Gemara. Two reasons, we'll do the first one today. Right? What's the reason why you don't allow chalitza within 3 months? What's the downside? Shlotei tzricha kruz l'kahuna. Because what's if you do the chalitza? And then it comes out that there's a viable baby. So then what's going to happen? People are going to remember, oh, you remember that chalitza? They're going to think she's Asura Lakoin. But she's not. It was a fake chalitza. There wasn't needed. So that's why some people might be at the chalitza and not hear about the fact that there was a baby born, and they'll have to announce. That'll cause her problems. So that's why we don't allow chalitza to be done any earlier than the yibum. Right? It also has to be done on day 91. There'll be a second reason, but Hashem, we'll pick up with that next time.